This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your humble host, Zainab. We are again at your service with yet brand new episode of Back to Reality. Yes, today we are going to talk about what aging teaches us. And on that note, we have in studio with us two special guests. I have with me Fatima from California and Sadiqa from the UK. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is Fatima from California, USA.
Oh, alaikum salam. Thank you for having me over. And this is Sadiqa from UK.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. A very warm welcome. They say that with age comes wisdom. Fatima, let's start from you. What do you think? How true is that?
Yeah, I think the older we get, the more life experiences we have.
All right.
Helps us get more wisdom on different topics.
What have you learned from aging?
Less testing each one of us in different ways. So the best way to deal with the life problems and getting more wisdom is to trust in Allah more and just know that we're not alone. We always have Allah and Imam Zaman alayhi salam with us.
All right.
And not to have too much high expectations from people. I think when you're younger, you have, especially me, I had such a positive and like, okay, everybody's so nice and good when they're not. So then you have to just be aware, like, not everyone is trying to have the best intentions for you, and just not to have like a high expectation of anyone. Be more independent, I think.
All right. So you're trying to say as we age, we learn who to rely upon. You said that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously.
Yeah.
And who to rely among imam of your time. And you get to know who is a true person, who is a fake person. And you get to know a lot of things. You stop expecting from people. Sadiqa, what's your take on that?
So I do agree with Sister Fatima on this, that yes, growing up, aging does teach us a lot of experience, but it depends on how we use the experience that we have gained.
Yeah.
So someone might have one experience, but if they're not able to act on it and not able to learn from it, then that experience is basically futile. It doesn't serve them any purpose.
True.
And from an Islamic perspective, when we are looking at other people in a society, because obviously we do live in a society.
Mm-hmm.
We are taught that one of the greatest signs of a believer is to be humble.
Yeah.
And one of those ways of remembering to be humble is that when you see an older person, you know that they have been given a greater chance. They have spent more of their life in worshipping Allah. They've spent more of their life in learning and experiencing different things. So obviously the worship of Allah. So when we see an older person, that means they have been given a greater chance to worship Allah. But it comes down to the same thing. Were they able to practice it?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it just age is just a number for them and not a chance to progress? Because the end goal of our life is perfection. We are supposed to gain perfection. We're supposed to attain perfection.
Yeah.
But if age is just a number where a person goes through this whole life without really understanding their purpose in life, now again, it's just been days and nights have just passed for them.
People, the more they age, they become more reliable on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like getting older, they start doing more ibadah. And in one of the narrations, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the ibadah of young person, the ibadah of then a 2 unit of prayers of a young person is much better than 1,000 unit prayers of an old person. Why do you think so?
And so basically my opinion or what I understand from it is that a younger person, a youth, has all these different things to distract them.
Yeah.
But they choose to go towards Allah.
Yes.
An older person has gone through these distractions. They've passed through it. Now they're sitting on their bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know they're nearing their grave. So it's time to get into ibadah. But I do not believe that all old people are people who worship Allah. They're people who have changed themselves as they grew older and they started to understand the reality of life.
All right.
So obviously their ibadah now gains value. Mm-hmm. Because they have understood the purpose of their life, even if it's late in life. We're never late.
The thing is that you learn things, that's must, you know?
Yes, to learn something, yeah. Even if it's later in life.
Even if it's later in life. That was such a good point. So even if it's too late, but the fact that you learn something and act upon
it's never too late in front of Allah.
Yeah, really nice. So Fatima, let's come to you. You said that we come to know about the people. We get to know about who really is a real person, who is a fake person. There's this quote which says that, you know, as you grow older, your eyesight becomes weaker.
Mm-hmm.
But the ability to see through people becomes very better.
Yeah, I think because of the life experience, and I think also depend on the childhood upbringing and different life experiences. But I think also I was going to add to what she was saying. I think also when there's like a big disasters, people start remembering a lot more and trying to understand why they're here. Like when the virus issue happened, like there were so many things online. People were like, oh God, oh Lord, when they didn't have any belief, they weren't practicing any religion.
Yes.
And they showed all the churches in Europe and US. Usually some people
even
go,
the former
but not
US
much.
President said
yeah,
that.
Not
open
much. And they were putting all the candles there and begging from Prophet Isa alayhi salam and Allah.
People coming towards and saying that open up the mosques, open up the church.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it is COVID, but we need to open up church and mosque right
yeah, and
now.
Then now it's kind of calmed down. It's not as much a big issue. Everyone's back to the same way they were before, yeah.
Back to reality.
So I just think the older we get, we just kind of go through different life experiences. And then I think also I'm noticing too about a lot of cultural differences, like over here and in the East, people have a lot more stronger family ties, like their emotional connection and attachments to their family is like blood family is much stronger than we have in the West.
All right.
So it's kind of like they always have, even no matter what disasters or hardships they go through, they always have their family, like their kind of like also Italian culture and these other Hispanic cultures, they have their family always has their back. They always have their support.
Okay.
Whereas other people don't, when you don't have that, you're kind of on your own. I think you kind of start thinking more about like, I rely on Allah more and you're
all
turning
right.
to Allah more, yeah.
Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. We'll be back in a short while.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
All right, Siddiqa, coming back to you. Do you think age has helped you to spot fakes?
We do learn how to differentiate between the good and the bad. You do learn that not everyone has decent intentions behind them. But then we are human beings and everyone is able to mask themselves very well.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm growing older and being able to differentiate between good and bad, the other person's obviously also becoming better at the task of masking their true self.
The task of masking, exactly.
Yeah, so it's a two-way thing.
Mm-hmm.
So no, but at the end of the day, like as Sister Fatima constantly mentioned, is that we need to learn to rely on Allah and just in ask Allah to help us out when people are out with evil intentions for us. And
yeah.
We have these in the du'as as well when we recite them. Give bad to the one who wishes bad for me.
Yeah.
I myself have been in very bad situations. And, you know, alhamdulillah, I have been saved. And I think this is, again, because it comes from when you rely on Allah,
mm-hmm.
you will be taught through these experiences. But
yeah.
Still, there's always going to be that back support from God. And we just need to learn to rely while also keeping our eyes open. And, you know, like Allah says, he does not change the condition of the people unless they change themselves.
Unless they change themselves. Unless they want that.
Yeah, so with reliance, we also have to use our intellect, which is one of the most important gifts Allah has given us.
Yes, yes. So I have heard this quote once that to accomplish good, we must dream as well as act. So acting is an important task to do. Fatima, coming back to you, Siddiqa said that as we grow, the attempt to mask also, you know, the people who are really, really not good, they have this ability to mask themselves more. But sometimes even we do mask ourselves in order to think that we owe explanation to someone so that someone understands us. But do you think with the age, as we age, do you think we realize that I don't owe any more explanations to anyone? Like, whosoever wants me to accept this way, I am this way.
Yeah, I think also with the age, you kind of get more set in your ways. Like they say, after the age 40 on the Islamic calendar, your soul is complete. So you're not going to change that much unless you're like really, really work hard on yourself. You can, but you're kind of, your personality is pretty much 100% formed by then. So I think with the age above 40, you start really getting more kind of used to things the certain way, and you're not going to be as much, I think you don't become as bothered. Like, I feel like when I was younger in my 20s, I was like more quickly upset and like emotional, and I'll just call my best friend Atava and be like, oh my God, can you believe it, what this sister said? And I was always so easily upset. And then I think now, since I'm a little bit like after 40, a little older, I just feel like, okay, you know, that alhamdulillah for everything. At least I have a place to live. At least I have, you know, I have a good physical health, and, you know, and I just feel like after all these disasters too, especially the virus issue, I felt like so much more thankful. It kind of made us more thankful for health and for everything we have from Allah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I just feel like with the age, I'm not as sensitive and like easily upset. Like, I'm just like, okay, that's the way it is. That's how it's going to be.
You know, there's one fact that whenever you ask a woman how old you are, she starts reacting, or she starts minusing some, at least, if nothing, at least 1 or 2 years. Women never say their perfect age. Why do you think women are so sensitive about their age?
I think it's the societies. Like, I think especially in the West, even more than the East, but I think it's worldwide.
Yeah.
This whole kind of thing of like the woman's beauty is a certain timing. And then once she passes that, the aging, it's like you're considered, you're not. I mean, it's not Islamically, but like just in the societies in general, it's like you're considered, your beauty is going to start going down the more you age, you know, whereas with the men, it's very sexist, but that's the worldwide culture. With the men, the more they age, it's kind of like they're considered to become more handsome. But for the women, it's like, okay, you're becoming like an old lady, you know. So
I don't see men becoming handsome. Do you?
But the culture, yeah, maybe they're not exactly, but the culture's kind of, at least in the West, they kind of imply that. So even though it's not 100% accurate, yeah.
All right, so women are actually concerned about their beauty. Well, you know, Shakespeare says in one of his sonnets that love is not love which alters when it alteration finds. So I think a woman should never be cared about, like she should never care if her rosy cheeks are no more rosy cheeks, if her because he says in the further verses that these rosy lips and rosy cheeks are not time's fool. So if someone really loves you, women should really not be concerned about aging. We are moving actually towards Allah, and we should always have this in mind. What is it that we are taking? I, as a woman, if I go back, since what I have learned from aging, I will tell myself, stop being center of attraction for anyone, because these people are the people which Quran says in Surah Al-Qariyah that they will be the ones who will be dispersed in the air like moths on that day. So I don't need to be center of attraction for anyone. I should have this point in my mind that I am doing this journey step by step and heading towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Beautiful point.
Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, Fatima. Thank you so much to our listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi,
تهدي أمه رايزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمه رايزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت